coming back in from the break. The third the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on Saturday, 6th day of February, 2021. But I have three or four more things to play, but one I mentioned, I have to play it. It's so outrageous. But MSNBC canned that one there, 6.5 minutes, putting out the legitimate reason for killing Trump supporters.
Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett.
No, no. MSNBC want to legitimizing the death of Trump supporters. Got that one there, Ken? Yep. Any sign of that, Ken?
We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. Mitch McConnell was in the Senate then. He was in the Senate after 9/11, too. How does Mitch McConnell, who understands that the way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it, how does he not vote to convict someone that he said on the floor of the Senate incited an insurrection?
So they're now saying you should be killed. And this is just the beginning.
That's Owen Schreier.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a shocking clip here of an MSNBC segment that's gotten hardly any notice, and that's because it was very subtle what the host said, but we pick up on those things here, the little nuances, the little subtleties of their terroristic threats against us. So listen to what was said. Listen carefully to what was said on MSNBC just the other night.
And again, this is us saying so, John Hyman. That is a bulletin released to all law enforcement earlier this week that there is, until the end of April, a persistent threat of domestic extremism, domestic terrorism carried out in the ideology and around.
No, she's not talking about the riots of 2020 that caused billions of dollars in destruction. No, she's not talking about that from 2020 or 2018 or 2014 or any other of the Democrat riots that they promote in the media and then bail out with their bailout funds. No, she's not talking about that. Just so you're aware, it's only you. If you go out on the streets, she's talking about you, the Trump supporter, being out on the streets. You're considered a domestic terrorist now just for existing. But listen to what she proposes needs to be done to you.
Believe that the election was fraudulent, that the COVID restrictions are unnecessary. All of those ideologies pushed by Donald Trump. But my question for you is around incitement. We had a policy, and it was very controversial. It was carried out under the Bush years and under the Obama years of attacking terrorism at its root, of going after and killing, and in the case of Amar al-Awlaki, an American, a Yemeni American, with a drone strike for the crime of inciting violence, inciting terrorism. Mitch McConnell was in the Senate then. He was in the Senate after 9/11, too. How does Mitch McConnell, who understands that the way you root out terrorism is to take on, in the case of Islamic terrorism, kill those who incite it, how does he not vote to convict someone that he said on the floor of the Senate incited an insurrection?
So they're now saying you should be killed. And this is just the beginning. You know, here's our biggest problem at InfoWars. It's a problem, but it's not a problem. It's just the truth. You know that video of Alex Jones where he's confronting Sundar Pichai? You know, you notice something about that video now, don't you? He's the only one that will do it. The one man in the crowd. Everybody knows Google's evil. Everybody knows what they're doing. Now it's even worse with the censorship. But, you know, helping China enslave, round up dissidents and kill them. Yeah, Google does that. Google censors American free speech. Google tries to fix reality with their search algorithms to what you think and see. But you notice how Alex Jones was the only person there that day that dared stand up to Sundar Pichai. Whole room full of people. Alex Jones was the only one. Kind of like when I was in Congress and I stood up to Jerry Cobblepot Nadler. Whole room full of people. including a lot of my fans, have shook my hands that day. Members of Congress. I mean, I'm not going to get too much into it, but they saw me. They were like, holy smokes, Owen Schroyer. Like, I was a big deal to them. They were the congressmen. But I was the only one. I was the only one that stood up. And so you've heard us before here on InfoWars talk about how they want to kill us. Oh, you can't say that. Here's our problem. We're so far ahead of our time that, you know, there was a joke around here for a while. We were sitting around, a couple of us with Alex, just kind of chopping it up, shooting the you-know-what, shooting the bull. And Alex said something that was kind of funny at the time. It was kind of a running joke for a while. He said, I live in the future. But that's what this is, folks. We really do live in the future. It's like if life is a game of chess and the best chess player can see 30, 40, 50 moves ahead, that's where we're at. Alex knew Google was evil. Alex knew he had to stand up to Sundar Pichai at that moment. Nobody else was in the future except Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer knew that he had to stand up to Jerry Nadler that day. I knew Jerry Nadler was lying and that the whole thing was an insurrection against our duly elected president. But I was the only one in the future that day. And so these events of Alex and myself and Laura Loomer and others, these are going to become commonplace in the next 10 to 20 years. Everybody's going to be standing up, but that's why they're building the barricades at the Capitol, because they don't want to see it. They know America knows the crimes they've committed and is about to rise up and call them out on it, so they're shutting you down.
Okay, is that it? Okay. Right, but that's the gist of it anyway. But MSNBC coming out with that kind of stuff and getting away with it and not shut down, right? And people being jailed for not wearing a mask. Well, <we'll> be, promoting violent death at MSNBC. Whoa, absolutely shocking. And so many, many levels. But there's a small thing about it. I'm always going on about it. People don't realize enough. Wi-Fi in your house. Get rid of a microwave, a baby monitor, a roaming phone, and Wi-Fi on routers. Four things you should. And also a certain type of oven. I think of the name in a minute. But those. it's a form of Wi-Fi oven, but very, very dangerous to women and children who are in the house most of the time. But hospitals reduce Wi-Fi and other sources of wireless radiation in pediatric and neonatal units to protect wee ones. Well, they'd want to get it out of the hospital in total. Now, if the hospital has anything to do with 5G, that hospital is a death trap. I see where they're saying it here. This is a... Dr. Keith Platt, chairman of neurology, Cedars-Sinai Hospital in whatever it is. For many years, American Academy of Pediatrics and other health experts have warned that children are specifically vulnerable to wireless radiation. Absolutely. Exposure. Sources include Bluetooth, cell phones, smart home appliances. Smart, they are dreadful for this. Appliances and devices, wearables and Unity smart meter, utility smart meters, electric, gas and water, Wi-Fi routers and more. Sure. And B.N. Frank writing this article. He's a good writer. Very activist post. And health professionals in Cyprus, Greece continue to raise awareness about the steep steps they are taking to protect children from these outputs. Video release, Archbishop Marchikos was it. Here at Hospital Cyprus reduces Wi-Fi and wireless and pediatric. Okay. Said the director of doctors of Archbishop Makarios Third Hospital, taking into account the scientific documentation of the impact of wireless communication on children and the concerns of the medical world, concerns we're doing sod all about it, decided to implement the above project to adopting the precautionary principle. This initiative that has started from the Pediatric Intensive Therapy Unit comprises the first steps to developing of this system, giving along with the titles here. And they're naming the key factors. The use of Wi-Fi creates levels of continuous and uninterrupted passive as well as significant active exposure at levels much higher than documented by biologically based precautionary safety criteria. Passive exposure from the routers measured at distance from 0 to 10 meters with isometric and directional antenna ranging from 1,000 to 20,000 WM2 and gives all the text of etc. But anyway, needless to say, his point is me reading out the tech jargon. Wi-Fi routers and hospitals are a deadly thing. You can buy a tri-field TF2 meter for $200, have it in your car, and test where you are if you've doubts. And I tell you, it'll go off the Richter scale in a hospital. It is shocking. And I can never understand why hospitals of Britain have, most of them have windows they don't open. Talk about incubating infection. I mean, it's woeful, absolutely woeful. And copper handrails with children going down on top of, a marble staircase. And this, or brass, actually, not copper. And the cure for the MRSA infection was finally knocked down to a form of copper sulfate and other elements to just wipe these surfaces down every day, etc., etc. But as I said, the most important things in this pandemic and any disease area is wearing gloves. Wearing gloves. Or don't go near the area in the first place. But the design of hospitals of Britain is despicable. And then that's putting extra pressure on the air conditioning system, which is collecting all the diseases that cause Legionnaires' disease, etc., etc. And this going on in neonatal units. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. But I've said that so many times. That I've tested with the meter and I have four things to get rid of in a house. And people are quoting that the marketing and selling language, which is rubbish. Get rid of a microwave. Get rid of a roaming phone. And get rid of Wi-Fi units. And what it says here at the front of this article, smart meters, yeah, and routers, etc., etc. It is absolutely deadly. And children's baby monitors, may be it video or audio, they are Wi-Fi operated and they're giving off a very, very high beam. And check if your street has modern, high-powered, that spooky, really white light LED lighting. It's causing havoc in Britain, in Newcastle and in Sheffield, right? And it is Mark Steele has that well laid out in his articles at AV10 about 5G and LED lighting. He's one of the finest experts in the world on it. He's an electronic patenter himself, and he does know what he's talking about. But there's one other one there, Ken, 13 minutes. The door knock in the UK for jabs. It's only 3 minutes. Door knocking regarding checking people and persuading people to take the vaccine. Okay. Can you play that one?
Hello, you're listening to Hugo Talks. Well, this is more sinister talk from the government, or should we just call them the servants of the corporate overlords? They are now saying that if you have been offered the jab, but not taking it, they are going to send round some people to persuade you, as they call it. They're going to send round the persuaders. What form of persuasion are they planning on using? Here we have, in the Times, Nadeem Sahawi, the Jib-Jab Minister. It says, vaccine refuseniks face visit from the persuaders. Now, how sinister for a title does that sound? And why are they using the term refusenik? It says here refusenik was an unofficial term for individuals, typically but not exclusively Soviet Jews, who were denied permission to emigrate primarily to Israel by the authorities of the Soviet Union and other countries of the Eastern Bloc. Why are they using that term? Anyhow, it says here people who have not accepted vaccination offers could get knocks on the door from council staff in an attempt to convince sceptics home by home. The vaccines minister has suggested. He said the NHS was already trying to identify to individual level, the people that we need to reach to ensure that all over 70s had a chance to get a jab by February the 15th. He told MPs that he wanted to then use councils to seek out those who had refused offers and see what might convince them. After local authorities successfully deployed door-to-door contact tracers to find people whom national services struggled to reach. So you decide that you don't want to take the vaccine, and now you have these persuaders who will come round to your home, knock on the door, and they say, try and change your mind, try and persuade you. When in reality, what they mean is to pressurize you into getting it, pressurizing old people into taking a jab that they probably don't want. And for a fair enough reason. I mean, how is that conversation going to go? Why do you not want to take the vaccine, sir? Well, maybe because it's an experimental vaccine that's not been tested for long-term effects. That's a fair enough reason. And YouTube, it is an experimental vaccine, as can be seen in this Moderna documentation, which they ask you to sign in the USA. It says, I recognize that the vaccine is experimental and has been authorized for emergency use only by the FDA. These clowns come knocking on my door, and they will be told in no two ways where to go and how to get there. As always, thanks for listening. Come and subscribe to HugoTalks.com, and I'll see you later.
Okay. But just to state, this is one of the many, many bloggers and the things that showed up that is actually going, being recommended by this minister for vaccines in Britain, and that will be as well. Oh, it's voluntary, but... threats, intimidation, and blackmail will be used. That's the way to interpret that. Just absolutely boom. You know, as I said before, that's the way they will do it. And the TSA to slap a mask mandates violators with $1,500 fines, according to Activist Post. Masks on planes, or the transportation. Or the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, will slap travellers with hundreds of dollars of fines. Repeat offenders could see penalties north of $1,500, according to the TSA. Based on substantial, aggravated, or military mitigating factors, TSA may seek a sanction amount that falls outside these ranges. TSA has provided transportation systems operators with specific guidance on how to report violations so that the TSA may issue penalties to those who refuse to wear a face mask, etc. But of course, there's 17 security agencies in America, so line up, never mind the courts and central governments. Well, TSA requires proper wearing of face masks per federal law. Face masks are to be worn at all times. Failure, that sounds like Nazi Germany, rules which must be obeyed at all times. Failure to comply will result in denial of entry. It's a screening area and may result in penalties. And another unusual name, Derby LaJoy, senior official performing the TSA administration duties, said TSA would fully comply with the president's executive orders. CDA, oh, they're jumping up and down with joy, aren't they? CDC guidelines, guidance, and the DHS, National Emergency Determination to ensure healthy and secure travel across all transportation sectors. This will help prevent further spread of COVID-19. And no, it won't. You can't nail down a virus. You have to the infection does not frigging matter. 95-96% will not get the full outbreak of the disease. In fact, they get an immunity to it. And they've never let the herd immunity factor run. That was a plan to cause more disruption of society. 2 weeks ago, President Biden signed an executive order requiring passengers to wear face coverings on planes. That means people who don't wear masks could be slapped with fines, or worse, are banned from traveling altogether. Get on the no-fly list and you really are screwed. Okay, we go to this break and we'll be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel, with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the break. We have a caller, Rhonda in Missouri. I haven't heard that name before. Hello, Rhonda.
Yeah, hi, PJ. It's been a while since I called in.
Okay,
yeah, so that last clip, I'm just like, okay, I was doing something else, and I'm telling you, I just had to call in because here's where we are. Mm-hmm. Here's where we are. So the uninformed, people mm-hmm. in society are going to inform the informed. What?
So oh, yeah.
Here's what I do.
Well, I have a better one coming up later on. If you miss, it's called the Ministry of Truth. That the New York Times, what a disgusting entity, want Biden to introduce a Ministry of Truth. That was like in the Nazi. Okay.
Well, he's not really the president.
Ahead,
he stole the election, but we all know that. But anyway, so here's where I'm at. So I like to work at the individual level because I can't fix everyone, you know? So I think if everybody did this in their day-to-day operations, if you will, you know, if they're going about doing their business and they come across a situation, I really feel bad for people who just, you know, swallow it, hook, line, and sinker, if you will. I guess maybe everybody has to have a situation where they go, what just happened right now? But, you know, anyway, so
I see.
Just the other day.
Just ask you a question. Regarding Missouri, do you know that couple who do a fantastic blog broadcast on YouTube, Living Traditions Homestead, Kevin and Sarah? They live in southern Missouri. Which part of Missouri do you live in?
I'm
north or south?
Well, I'm like 15, 20 minutes from St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
So well, I'm kind of like he's one of the great preppers.
You know Vincent Finelli? Yeah. He was a great prepper. He lives in Lebanon. You're near Lebanon.
I appreciate that. And I have some farmers in my background, so I started a garden last year because I think it's super important because, you know, I'm very mindful of health. But anyway, so what I've been doing lately is, like, you know, I went to the bank, for instance, and made a deposit, and then I went to check my balance, and it said I couldn't access my account. So instead of getting mad, instead of getting angry, I said, well, I don't know, maybe this is God's will that I'm talking to you right now, and what do you know about these vaccines? So that's what I do. You know, it's not what I'd like to do, but it's where I'm at. So I take the opportunity whenever something like that arises.
Did you get to sort out your bank account that they didn't take your money? So is your bank account secure?
Well, yeah, I called in because I couldn't access it, and I'd made a deposit, wanted to check to see where I was with it, and they said, and it's happened before. And I was like, "What's happening? There's some really weird things happening with the internet right now."
No, but did it come to a conclusion? Is your account okay?
It is. It's fine. I had to change my password to access it. I got to the conclusion nobody stole my money, but I take these opportunities though, and I think if everybody did this, we'd be in a better position. You know, the world would be a better place because. You know, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I don't really want to call you and talk to you, but since I'm on the phone with you and, you know, you fixed my problem, what do you know about the vaccines? Don't take it. There's a lot of injuries. Go to the vaerssystem.com.
Huh? Well, you look up an RNA vaccine and look up Dolores Cahill, who's a worldwide, out of Ireland, epidemiologist. I played her piece last week out of many I could play, but... a relatively short piece, and it's not even a vaccine. It's a DNA disruptor. It's shocking.
Yeah, it's garbage. Shocking. It's poison. Absolutely. I'm not taking it.
And it's,
they'll have to hold me down, and I'll be kicking and screaming. It won't be pretty. But here's my point, PJ, is that...
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, here's where I'm at. So, you know, when you find yourself in a position where you're having to call somebody that you didn't really necessarily want to call, but you're calling them. Work it out to your advantage.
One good piece of advice here. I'll put this down because I've been watching them for nearly a year now. Living Traditions Homestead. You write that down on YouTube. Kevin and Sarah, they're in Missouri, and they're giving out fantastic advice how to start a small growing farming homestead with very little money, et cetera, et cetera. But Living Traditions Homestead, Kevin and Sarah, they're from, I think, the Southwest, but they're fantastic teachers. Mm-hmm. They're naturally good in communication.
Well, that's good. I listen to the Rural Survival Show on Saturday morning on RBN.
I'm specifically naming this one. This is specific. Living Traditions Homestead, that's their title.
Yeah, I wrote it
YouTube.
Down.
They've,
I'll look at them, for sure.
You will get very, very good advice from that.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go on over a few minutes. Yeah, we'll go to this break. Yeah, just a minute, yeah. We'll go to the break, yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Okay, welcome back into the break. Okay, we're going to finish up with Rhonda. Rhonda, you wanted to say, make another point, yeah?
Yeah, I do. So I've been calling people, and whenever I do, I try to use the opportunity, like for cable or the bank or whatever, to inform people, because it bothers me that I'm very well informed about the vaccine, and it bothers me when I talk to people and they're not at all informed, but they think they know things, right? But here's something interesting that I found when I... It's a new thing that when I logged into my bank account, it's absolutely a new thing. They're changing it up. So, you know, after I was able
to log
back in.
What was the new thing you found?
Well, it said, do you have an annual income? Because we can help you budget. And my question of the bank would be, have I ever had a problem paying my account? I don't need any help.
What they're doing there is the couching. They're trying to assess your what you're worth as an account, and then maybe the likes of me or you or whatever. Most of the people out there, they delete you and say, well, here you can move to this category account. And the other thing tell you, by virtue of mentioning bank accounts, well, hold on, let me tell you this. This is important. Most people know what bail-in means. Bailout means the banks were bailed out in 2008, which they shouldn't have been. But there's also a law about bail-in, which is the law in America and Europe, et cetera, whereby at the next financial crisis, which is coming, a gargantuan one, they can rifle your bank account. for any percentage they like, and they'll give you a piece of paper, a government bond, the currency realization fund or something, which will just be waste paper. The last crisis in 2008, they took 35% of the bank accounts in of what was in the balance of the accounts of people in Cyprus. That was a dry run. Admittedly, the Russian mafia had heavily involvement in those banks. But bail out is one thing. Bail in is another. So do look up what bail in means, right? Okay.
Well, I have to go and move on. Well, I had a point here, and that is they gave me the option to ask the question later. And I said, remind me later, because what you're doing is, you know, because they're going to assess you how much you make and then assess it and put an amount on your credit card.
Yeah, that's a credit card rating game they're playing there. Definitely.
It is. It is, but if you've never had a problem paying the account, it's none of their business. It's none of their business how much I make.
It's their bank, it's their account. They can do terrible damage to you. Absolutely.
Yeah, they can. Okay. So I just say remind me later. But anyway, all right. Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Okay,
have a good night.
Right. Okie doke. The banks, many subtle ways. In fact, they don't even have to speak to you. Just monitor your type of spending and their algorithms will categorize you straight away. And these idiots with reward cards in supermarkets, that data is going straight to your bank account about what you bought. And if you're buying booze on a small income, they categorize you as a derelict, etc., etc. But those reward, those bonus points, nectar points, whoa, are they so dangerous? And they're selling all the data about you. If you've got a crap email address on Hotmail or Yahoo or any of these cheap, rotten Google Gmail, there's key loggers of those, and they're categorizing you, and they're making at least $500 a year out of your data. They're selling it to 500 sources, maybe 2 or 3 cents a time, whatever, but they're making money out of the data. And if there's no charge, you are the product. I mean, people need to be reminded of that. You can't escape all of it, but you can minimize it, okay? Oh, I see a story here about many. The China trade turnover with Central and Eastern Europe tops 100 billion despite the pandemic. Right? Mutual trade between China and 17 nations in Central and Eastern Europe in 2020 exceeded 100 billion for the first time ever, according to China's Ministry of Commerce. The year-on-year growth of 8.4%, even in the pandemic, was 104 billion. Well, of course, people went wild on the internet for being locked down at home, they're buying stuff they didn't need, etc., etc. But the likes of Amazon and all these companies made obscene amounts of money. But and the courier companies, depending on where you're structured, made good money as well. But the drivers delivering it made sod all basic wage. But and I talked to these guys. I worked in transport for years on a regular basis, but they all were cleaned up. China's trade volume with Central Eastern European states has been a stable growth area around 8% since 2012. Well, that's good growth in any company. Also on RT.com, US-China investments are, this is an RT story, Sonia's overall, China investments are almost double that of the official figures shown, report reveals. The country's overall imports to China and exports of goods reportedly surged 1.9% to 32 trillion yuan, and that's $4.9 trillion, despite a global retreat in shipments caused by the 2020 COVID-19 pandemic. Well, another thing, the small importers in any country near to Britain, shipping rates have gone sky high because the volume of good goods being shipped overall, apart from China, is gone down. People were paying £1,200 for a container and now being asked for $5,000 or £5,000 for a container from China. It's the shipping rates that are screwing small businesses. Another insidious part of wiping out small businesses. However, investment cooperation between China and the nations of the region kept rising during this period. Chinese foreign direct investment in Central and Eastern European states, economic sectors such as energy, infrastructure and logistics totaled a gross of $3.1 billion as of the end of last year. Meanwhile, those countries' investments in China reached $1.27 billion. Okay. In 2020, the total contract value of Chinese newly signed overseas projects with 17 countries surged 34%. Yeah, well, they're investing in North Africa, which will become the breadbasket basket of the world during this other thing, which doesn't get a mention, the grand solar minimum. I tried to track down David Dubai to come on and do a piece again, because it's going ahead at a pace and not a word about it. We've had the lowest barometric pressure and the highest in December in two parts of the world, and freak weather all over the world, never before be seen. We're getting away with a mild winter here in Britain, although it's wet and dank, and a lot of Britain is badly flooded. But it's not low temperature. We don't have to have low temperatures to have horrendous weather. But we're being washed away, you know, rain-wise. And last year was one of the worst years ever for flooding in Britain. But China and building their military. And this thing, I can't believe there's not an uprising in America over this one alone. 65,000 acknowledge that, and the military acknowledged that 65,000 Chinese troops in Canada, around the Northwest Territories most likely, for training purposes, which are poised to attack the United States. And the United States does not have a hardened infrastructure on the power grid. Considering all the appalling money spent by the Department of Defense and the military industrial contracts, it has a crap national grid. So America is extremely vulnerable to attack. And Biden is linking arms with the Chinese and has been. That's why the bushfire of Russia was put up against Trump and everything else to try and cover their involvement with China, which is absolutely gargantuan. But I don't know which power bloc is going to win the war of control over Biden to get rid of him and move against the deep state. I just don't know. I can't see it happening. I don't know what they're waiting for. And in Britain, they're going to have pubs reopening in April, May, but not to sell alcohol, which will just collapse the industry. This is the spiel coming out of Boris Johnson. Reports suggesting that the UK government is contemplating a ban on alcohol when pubs reopen after a lockdown in April have provoked fury and disbelief from Brits on Twitter. On Friday, the Daily Telegraph reported that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government is considering a policy which would only allow pubs to reopen if they didn't sell alcohol, an effort to stop the spread of coronavirus due to drunk people being less likely to follow social distancing rules. The suggestion promptly caused an uproar among pub-starved Brits who argued that the pub without alcohol is no longer a pub. Also on RT.com, another RT story, down the drain, see COVID-19 lockdowns forced British pubs to dump 87 million pints of beer. That's when they closed them down suddenly in the mid-year. Pubs with no alcohol, what is the point? Government control has gone too far, protested Brexit icon and avid beer drinker Nigel Farage. Others compared a pub without alcohol to a fish and chips without chips, clothing store without clothes and chemists without medicine. Greater Manchester Nighttime Economy Advisor Sacha Lord pointed out that many pubs would just choose to stay shut. Well, Tim Weatherspoon, who owns the biggest amount of pubs in Australia, Tim Martin, who owns Weatherspoon's, shut down all his Welsh pubs because of similar stupid rules. East Midlands MP Roger Helmer quoted lyrics from Australian country's legend Slim Dusty, a pub with no beer. Not everyone was against the idea, however, with some Brits arguing that an open pub without alcohol is better than a closed pub. No, it isn't. Well, for food and drink, but you become a cafe, basically, etc., etc. But that's the level of insanity going on in Britain, and I just don't know how people are taking it. It's beyond me. It really is. Okay, we might just fit one more of these audios in today, will we? Trying to find it here. Yeah, 257. Ken, there's one there. Biden Border Patrol to allow all illegals in. There's just 3 minutes. Do you want to play that one? Biden's Border Patrol.
Tonight, during his first major foreign policy address at the State Department today, President Biden says he will seek to raise the annual refugee cap to 125,000 in his first year in office, up from 15,000 set by the Trump administration. Meantime, on the U.S.-Mexico border, some facilities are at capacity tonight due to a steady increase in border encounters since April 2020 and also COVID restrictions. Some migrants are now being provided a notice to appear and released into the U.S. to await a hearing, what critics call catch and release. National correspondent William Lajeunesse has specifics tonight from Los Angeles. William?
Well, Brett, Customs and Border Protection says because of that steady increase in apprehensions, Mexico's reluctance to accept more deported families and COVID restrictions here, some facilities are at maximum safe capacity. Therefore, it says, per longstanding practice, when long-term solutions are not possible, some migrants will be processed for removal, provided a notice to appear, and released into the U.S. to await a future immigration hearing. Now, this is needed, they say, to avoid keeping migrants beyond what court orders allow. So right now, the Border Patrol is stopping some 3,500 migrants per day trying to enter the U.S. Former DHS Director Chad Wolf calls it a perfect storm, likely to get worse as smugglers and families exploit the situation.
It's a significant development that they're not taking certain family units back under Title 42. That's very concerning, because if you're just doing that in one or two sectors, it's likely going to manifest itself across that border in the very near future.
So right now, this catch and release is only happening in parts of Texas with some families with kids under 12, but especially in sectors with large increases in unaccompanied children apprehensions, like Big Bend, up 98%, 55% in the Rio Grande Valley, which apprehended roughly 7,000 children in just the last 4 months, forcing the administration to add beds in Donna, Texas, and Carrizo Springs, which last saw large numbers in 2019. As for those released, the new DHS director says all migrants will be treated fairly.
Those who qualify under those laws are entitled to the relief that we extend. Those who do not will not be able to remain in our country.
So unlike those arriving overseas by airplane, say, those released have not been tested by COVID or for COVID by CBP unless they show symptoms. Concerned border mayors have asked for and received thousands of test kits from the state. Brett.
William Lajeunesse live in L.A. William, thanks. Another big story tonight, nearly 35.
Okay, that cut off there. Very good. But, yeah, it's another piece of the tyranny. One of the best sites who has coherent data, very well laid out on what has happened since these vaccines started, is Green Med Info, right? GreenMedInfo.com. SayOJ is one of the best medical reference sites for the individual on the planet. It's outstanding. And they've given a piece here saying since the vaccination started in America, from reliable sources, 329 deaths, 9,500 other injuries reported following COVID vaccines. And it states latest CDC data is linked into this, right? This is not invented stuff. The numbers reflect the latest data available as of January 22nd from the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System website. That's what we're quoting. Of the 329 reported deaths, 285 from the U.S., 44 were from other countries. The adverse age of those who died, the average age of those who died was, I got the right piece here, was 76 years of age. Out of the 22nd of Jan, 329 deaths, etc., etc. But they've got a graph here, which is very explicit. Found 9,845 cases where a vaccine is COVID-19. And it said the total deaths, 329. Permanent disability, 104. Office visit to a doctor, 1,200. Emergency room, 18 people. Emergency doctor room, 2,056. Hospitalized, 722. Okay, whatever. Recovered 3,870. Birth defect 11. Life threatening 273. And not serious 3,717. Which is, you add up all those, it's 12, 15 to 419. 21. About 25,000 people involved in that batch of people reporting with problems. But you can't put a percentage on it, but that is the CDC's own issue of data on the COVID vaccine. And they're talking about here, I won't get time to play it, mixing the vaccines together, right? Mixing the different Pfizer vaccine with AstraZeneca and other, like, pick and mix sweets. UK column reported on that on Friday in absolute desperation, or what's the word? Just could not believe what they were themselves were covering. Okay, we go to this last break today, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Okay, and we're coming back in from the break. And here's a Newsweek story, and this is make you puke. Newsweek are putting this out as a good news story, but Europe is becoming more pro-vaccine. And here are the figures. Sweden, 66% now are pro-vaccine, up 21%. UK, 81%, which I find breathtaking. But there's been a massive psych-up operation going on here for a year, up 20%. France, 71%, which I don't believe, up 19%. What's this one there? I think Norway, maybe 69%. India, 71%, yeah. Well, the propaganda there is non-stop. France, 46. Oh, sorry, this one. We had, I think, there was Russia. It's based on national flags, colors here. It's hard to read them. But France, 46%. Russia, 71%. Wow. I think Finland, 80%. Wow. Norway, 70%. And Germany, 59%. That's pushing it. But and Merkel was saying that mask wearing and that must go on. This bitch, I think she's in power for another 3 or 4 months. She is an absolute hardcore communist. How the Germans put up with her, I do not know. It's just beyond reach. Considering that the German people I worked with in America, Gander, are outstanding people. But politically, Germans are beaten into the ground. Absolutely on anything criticizing the government is shocking. But here's one to finish off with. Super Bowl gets 5G coverage from AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. Exposure risk includes excessive sweating, really. Well, there'll be a lot more than that. And they're talking about head injuries from football. The head and brain injuries from 5G will be something else. In 2019, telecom executives testified that they had no scientific evidence that 5G is safe. Correct. It is horrendously dangerous. American up and in combination with LED lighting and this vaccine, that is an extinction level event, which many scientists have laid out the evidence. And only quoting highly qualified, reputable scientists on this program. Never, and not don't deal with gossip or hearsay on any of these levels. American opposition to 5G deployment continues to increase due to property value, public safety, health and environmental concerns, some of which have been the topic of Dilbert cartoons. There is research that has indicated that 5G is not safe. I mean, that is pedantic. The majority of scientists worldwide oppose deployment. Correct. Cities and entire countries have been taking action to ban, delay, halt, and limit installation, as well as issue moratoriums due to health, safety, and environmental and economic risks. Nevertheless, Tampa, Florida has allowed AT&T to operate 5G in some neighborhoods and at their airport. T-Mobile, who's been told to stop advertising that their 5G is more reliable, has now expanded its coverage in eBay and all the rest of them. Anyway, we'll be back this time next week with the Martin Report, and we will talk to you then.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.